Clil 2. Exercise 2. Page 139.
Not too high, not too low. Price is an essential part of the marketing mix. An expensive product might not sell because people aren't prepared to pay that much money for it. On the other hand, customers might see the high price as a sign of quality. Prices can't be too low either. After all, the company needs to cover costs and make a profit. Whether you're working for the marketing department of a multinational company or selling handmade jewelry online, you need to know how to get your pricing right. There are several different pricing strategies you can choose from. Penetration pricing starts with a special introductory offer. You set a relatively low price when you first bring out a product, hoping you can increase the price once the product is established in the market. Loss leader is a pricing strategy that will lose you money, but it will hopefully make more. Basically, you sell some products for less than it costs you to make or buy and transport them so as to attract customers to your shop or online store. Once there, the customers see your other products and start spending. Cost-based pricing is one of the most common pricing strategies. You work out how much an item costs you to make or buy and transport. Then you add a certain percentage, the markup, onto that number to get your final price. Market skimming pricing involves charging a high price for a product when it first appears because there is little or no competition. People who want to be first to have a new or fashionable product will be willing to pay a higher price than if they waited for it to become more widely available. Electronics companies with new versions of phones often use this type of pricing. Destroyer pricing is exactly what it sounds like. It's an attempt to destroy your competition by making your own products so cheap that everyone buys from you. Then your competition struggles and may even close their business altogether. However, only large businesses can use this pricing strategy as they can afford to cover losses. Lastly, don't forget psychological pricing. This is an idea that you're probably familiar with. Companies have been employing it for decades. It makes customers think they are getting a better deal than they really are. Charging £9.99 instead of £10 for a product is psychological pricing.